that was back in 1975. My decision to attend Morehouse came late in the summer after I graduated high school. I was all set to go to Lincoln, and for a variety of reasons, I changed my mind and decided I wanted to go to Morehouse College, and I relied on the pastor of my church, who was a Morehouse man, and he made a phone call, and I was on my way down to Morehouse.
You mentioned he was a Morehouse man, and I've heard that a lot. A lot of people have heard that. What is a Morehouse man?
I'd say that growing up, I understood that a Morehouse man was a very distinctive person. It wasn't like a regular man. It was a very different and distinctive person. Having attended Morehouse and having been at and from Morehouse, and now as president, I feel that a Morehouse man is one who moves through the world with competence and confidence, able at once to compete and work in the world that is, and also imagine and work for the world that must yet be. So there's a way in which we can handle our business in the world we see around us, but we can also, there's something in us that drives us to shape a new world, as so many of our graduates have done.
You're the 11th president of this institution. You just talked about what a Morehouse man is. So is there some pressure in trying to lead this institution at the same time as you're trying to create and model these young men for society, but at the same time, you've got to make sure that they can stay in school?
To be a small liberal arts college these days is to be in danger. And colleges like HBCUs have a special mission. You know, Rose, when I was in college in the late 70s, there were about 300 colleges that were women only. There are now 50. It stands to reason that we're going to see a similar reduction in force, reduction in numbers of HBCUs. I do feel pressure because Morehouse must be one of those HBCUs that is around, not just surviving, but thriving, just because of our special mission.
Fundraising has been a core of your background, and obviously you've been around the HBCU environment. Let's talk about funding and the plight that might be different for an HBCU as, let's say, to a Agnes Scott or Oglethorpe.
Mm-hmm. Funding is critically important. Morehouse is under-endowed. We don't have nearly the endowment we need, which means that the broad translation of that is that we are not as nimble as we need to be to fulfill optimally our mission. So we need a much larger endowment so that we can pay our faculty competitively, so that we can compete for some of the best students, so that we can enrich the undergraduate experience, have new facilities. We're looking at our value proposition right now, what it has been and what it is in the philanthropic marketplace, and we're looking for a new kind of engagement there and new outcomes there as well.